At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit today to a McAllen shelter, visiting migrant children sent there by the U.S. government after their families entered the country illegally. The First Lady's stop at Upbring New Hope Children's Center came a day after President Trump signed an executive order halting the practice of separating these families. Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz both say they plan to visit immigrant detention centers in the Rio Grande Valley tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, in Washington, the U.S. House this afternoon rejected a hard-line immigration bill despite support from Texas Republicans. The conservative measure was defeated 231 to 193. The Texas Tribune reports that 22 Texas Republicans backed the bill, but two Republicans, Congressman Will Hurd of Helotes and Louis Gohmert of Tyler, voted against it, as did all the Democrats from Texas. The rejected bill would have curbed legal immigration and bolstered border security, but would not have granted a pathway to citizenship to so-called Dreamers who arrived in the country illegally as children. House members are expected to vote on a more moderate immigration bill tomorrow. For 9 books spanning 20 years, David Sedaris has used his wit to tell tales of everything from growing up in a tight-knit Greek family to working as an elf at Macy's. In his new book of essays, he offers a humorous take on middle age, mortality, and what it means to truly enjoy life. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd about when he started keeping a diary.
Well, when I was 20 years old, I was with my best friend, and she's still my best friend, and we were hitchhiking across the country, and we started reading out loud to one another. And I'd never really read for pleasure before. And it was a Kurt Vonnegut novel. We started reading it out loud to each other. And I was writing letters to my family and friends, but I didn't have an address where they could write back. So I just started writing to myself. And I started keeping a diary. And I did it the first day, and then I did it the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. And I really took to it. I meet a lot of people who say, oh, I kept a diary for a couple months, but then I quit. And quite often their problem was that they read over what they wrote, which is a huge mistake because you're going to read over what you wrote and you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I stink.
Right.
But of course you stink. You've only been doing it for 2 weeks. And I tried not to put too much importance on it. Like, I mean, it was important to me that I wrote things down, but my diary in and of itself was not important, right? My life was not important to anyone but myself. And I think my attitude helped as well. Back then, too, your diary was on paper and it was either handwritten or it was typed out, and you had to worry that people were going to find it. Whereas now, you know, you could write in your diary and then send it up to the cloud, or you can have it on a, I don't know, a stick that you tie a string to and swallow everything. You know, I mean, I'm sure it's easier to keep it to yourself than it was back then. But then I just recently sold all of my diaries to Yale University, and I wasn't thinking about it too hard when I did it. I was flattered that they asked, and they offered nice money, and so I thought, sold. But then I looked at my diaries after I said sold, and I thought, what did I just do? I mean, you can put whatever conditions you want on the sale, so nobody can read anything as long as I'm still alive. I don't worry about other people being embarrassed. I just worry about myself. I mean, I don't think they would be embarrassed, whereas I would be. It's caused me to stop every now and then and look at what I'm writing. And I'm writing, like, you know, how the pillows were not as soft as I wanted them to be at the Ritz-Carlton.
David Sedaris' new collection of essays is called Calypso. This episode of Think rears tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. There's a new sound in Denton. Actually, there's a whole lot of new sounds on the air in Denton. Ever since last July, when KUZU 92.9 FM started up, Kuzu's a community station, and it's tiny. As Jerome Weeks reports in this week's Art and Seek Spotlight, it's also a labor of love.
You're listening to the best in town, the best around, the local mix.
Actually, you probably haven't been listening to the local mix, or to Candy Sour Hour, or the Sound Creature. These are radio shows on Kuzu, but Kuzu is pumping out all of 67 watts. You probably own light bulbs stronger than that. Which means unless you live stream it, Kuzu is definitely a local Denton specialty. That's because the station is legally designated a low-power FM, or LPFM.
LPFMs are capped at 100 watts.
Peter Salisbury is the kuzu guru. He's a photographer, the station's founder and manager.
So KNON, Dallas, another nonprofit, local community radio, they run about 55,000 watts. So quite a big difference. But, you know, 100 watts can give you about a 3 to 5 mile radius, which is pretty great for a small community.
And that's the mandated purpose of low-power stations, to serve small communities like churches or towns. Partly, stations like Kuzu are pushing back against commercial radio conglomerates that put out the same sounds all across the country. Low-power stations recall the unconventional days of freeform FM in the 60s or college radio in the 80s. Salisbury says they educate listeners by playing local bands or mixing up formats people might never hear otherwise. David Simpson is 42 and a photographer. He says he enjoys the discoveries the station delivers.
Outside of local music, I love a lot of that psychedelic stuff from East Asia and then from Africa. You know, I mean, where else are you going to hear that? But then also, there's still stuff I haven't heard.
So, on Kuzu, you're likely to hear German electronic masters Tangerine Dream. Right alongside folk country. Whatever the heck this is. Vintage 78 RPM recordings. And even...
lots of animal sounds. I love field recordings. So whales or sounds from space. You know, all of those things that make me feel happy.
That's Shoshenka Lopez, vice chair of Kuzu. She's an audio collage artist with her own show called Baca. Years ago, Lopez and Salisbury broadcast shows from his downtown Denton apartment using a little AM transmitter.
It's almost like you're shooting things out into the air and you never know whether or not anyone's ever going to listen. The radius was so small, but it was a blast.
Then, in 2013, Salisbury learned that low-power licenses, which had been held up for years by the National Association of Broadcasters, were available. Salisbury found a nonprofit sponsor, raised the money, found a space to rent. But Salisbury's idea for a hip little station in Denton actually goes way back to when he played in a local band called Mandarin.
Once you start producing your work, you start to see certain infrastructure that's maybe missing in your community. So one of those things that was talked about was, oh, I wish we could have a really cool radio station in town.
Of course, Denton has an independent station, KNTU-FM, the campus radio at UNT, but it plays almost nothing but jazz, and the two stations aren't really in competition. KNTU has 100,000 watts, compared to Kuzu's 67. The little station is also off-campus. It's housed in a tiny, funky building in a parking lot near the square.
Of course, you know, definitely not the greatest spot for a radio station. You can hear the cars going by while you're on the mic, but we love it. You know, it makes it sound like community radio to me.
And it is community radio. It's designed to foster artistic collaborations, a local musical scene. 45 volunteers currently host Kuzu's programs. Salisbury says, on file, he's already got 100 more applying for the chance. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Take a tour of Kuzu. We have pictures at artandseek.org/spotlight. While you're there, you can check out dozens of profiles of other creatives and groups featured in the Art and Seek Spotlight. For the evening, mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 81. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 100. At 6:30, this is KERA News.